I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever felt the winds of change blowing into your life? How did you feel? Change is a word that is either despised or loved. Some run from one time of change to another, and others dig their heels in total resistance to the concept. So how are we supposed to respond to change? For it inevitably will come into our lives. The Bible has a lot to say about change. Two men that come to mind who face great change are Abraham and Joseph. Abraham, when he was 75 years old, was called by God to leave the land of Haran, take his family, and go to Canaan. He became a wandering nomad, walking solely by faith in God. His whole life was in a state of flux and change. But he didn't complain or lapse into worry about tomorrow. His life was governed by faith in his Creator in the midst of change. Later in his life, he was faced with an impossible, so it seemed, choice of change. God told him to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, on an altar. He had faith that God would provide a sacrificial lamb in place of his son, but went ahead with God's plan anyway. In the end, God did provide a lamb, and Isaac was spared. Hebrews 11:17 says, "By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, 'It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.'" Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Change always seems to require a strong faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see." When we are thrust into times of change, we cannot often see where the path leads. But when we can rest in the assurance that comes from Abba our Maker, we are emboldened to embrace whatever lies ahead. For He is with us, and He never will leave us, even if everybody else around us does. Take a look at the life of Joseph. As a teenager, he was living in his father's camp, dwelling with his brothers. They became insanely jealous of his relationship with Jacob, their father, when Jacob gave Joseph a colorful coat. This developed into an intense hatred of him, so much so that they threw him into a well and left him there. Some travelers came by and kidnapped him from the well and sold him into slavery in Egypt. Joseph goes from being a free son of his father to a slave, quite a change in his life. But he continues to have faith in God's plan and applies himself so that he becomes head servant in Potiphar, an Egyptian leader's house. Through a series of unfortunate events, he has him thrown in prison. Change keeps happening to Joseph. He earns the reputation of being a wise man, and through another series of events, finds himself promoted to second in command to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He predicts an impending famine, enables Egypt to stock up on food ahead of time, and saves his entire family when they come to Egypt for food. What a roller coaster ride of change in Joseph's life. From teenager, to slave, to head servant, to prisoner, to second in command of Egypt. Near the end of his life, he predicts that his people will leave Egypt for God's promised land. Hebrews 11:22 says, "By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones." Change. You can love it or hate it, but there's no getting away from it. Reliance on God and having faith in his plan enables us to navigate through change in a victorious manner. And God knows we're human and will doubt at times. It's in those times that he carries us by his grace. Trust him, friend. He will never let you down. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.